I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sam Pets Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
There's only three things I know on this bitch of an earth. The PS5 is big, the McRib is back, and you're listening to Hey Fam.
Hey fam, welcome to Hey Fam, the world's premier podcast for doing a 6 days late review of the BTS McDonald's meal. My name is Chief Food Critic, and joining me today is my deputy editor, Angus Truscott.
Deputy in chief.
Oh, I didn't say what my name is.
That's okay.
Ronald McDonald.
But you already said your name.
Did I?
Chief Food Critic.
Chief Food Critic.
Yeah, CFC.
Yep. It's like I'm the Levins, GFC. Everybody.
Yeah, you are.
Hey,
imagine getting this far and not knowing who the hell we are.
I mean, this could be the first episode.
I think
someone.
Our name is actually on the podcast now because...
Oh, yeah, I added it.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Because otherwise it says that it's by Sans Pants Radio, and that's not my name.
That's never going to ever be our names because we are firmly wearing pants right now. This is strictly a pants on podcast. I don't know if that's going to...
No, it's okay. We're Sydney. We do things differently up here.
Yeah, we wear pants.
We're allowed to leave our house.
We wear pants. We sneeze on people.
We sneeze on people at McDonald's when we're eating the BTS meal.
Because, yes, the Mayan calendar was off the mark and you missed a day last week.
Yeah,
you were so excited. You thought
last Wednesday was the worst day of my life.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was going to come to record and on the way pick up
you and I would
the
go
BTS
there and eat
meal.
It.
And I was it would probably be my second BTS meal that day.
That would have been so great. Yeah.
And then, realizing in the afternoon, oh, wait, it doesn't come out until tomorrow in Australia.
What are we going to talk about?
Who knows what we talked about last? Oh, fucking Zack Snyder's.
Oh, yeah,
Army
of the
Dead.
Of course, we were fine. It's actually good. It's almost like the God saw that we had too much content and we would have not been able to give BTS meal and Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead the attention that it deserves. So in a way, I'm glad that, the Greenwich Mean Time difference meant that we got it that day later.
But after being poisoned by another 2.5 hours of Zack Snyder treachery.
Yeah, longer for some of us, me, who took three attempts at watching it.
Well, you fell asleep, so you weren't technically watching it.
No, but...
We both watched the same amount
like,
of movie.
There is information at Netflix HQ somewhere that says I've watched that movie.
Yeah, sure.
2.5 times.
They added you to the list.
I know.
The same list of because you what like it, the evidence stacks up. You
Joker.
Bought the ultimate cut of Batman v Superman.
Batman v Superman. I'm on the record as liking Joker. I've got that. I'm literally probably. It's a good thing we can't travel at the moment because I'd be getting pulled into some rooms to be asked a couple of questions.
So. I needed, after being poisoned by Zack Snyder last week, I needed some medicine.
You needed a colonic, and the only way to do that
is to eat McDonald's.
Is to eat McDonald's
twice in one day.
McDonald's is the only thing that can actually cleanse you post Snyder.
So I was absolutely a backseat driver when it came to McDonald's content last year.
You were. You decided to let. Look. You saw how
you were pretty,
treacherous
you were pretty,
it was too. I was pretty hit and miss. Took me once again, much like Army of the Dead. It took me 3 times to have a bootleg Cactus Jack meal.
They didn't release the Travis Scott meal properly in Australia at McDonald's. They didn't even.
Luckily,
bother
we could get all the components on it.
Did you actually try to do a J Balvin meal?
No, it just disgusted me. I can't do the dessert thing and
the McFlurry.
Because the thing is,
after no pickles.
After the no, we're firmly on the record, you and I, as being a pro pickle podcast, and more on that later. But
very soon.
Actually, speaking of melting, actually, this leads into what I'm saying. I don't like the idea of getting a meal where I've got a Big Mac in front of me. If I'm gonna have dessert, I'm gonna let that shit digest a bit. I'm not someone who can eat dessert immediately after food.
What about?
I need to let it
like. Ever dipped a French fry into a sundae?
Oh, we've all done that. But the thing is,
it's a sex.
The thing is, the McFlurry is going to be melted by the time you get to it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because when I would, when I would eat in a McDonald's, you'd eat it, and then on the way out of something, you're like, let's get a sundae. You know what I mean? Because it's fresher than. Yep. It's colder.
If hey, why don't you, me, and the two other boys, let's split a sundae.
Totally. Why don't we get one straw and all, this is post-COVID, one spoon, sorry, and we'll all take turns licking it together. You know what? Hold the spoon. We're just going to eat it like a dog. We're going to lick that shit out. We're going to eat it out like it's my friend's butthole. But, wait, I just got distracted thinking.
Me too, bro. I'm thinking about eating your butt.
Yeah, so you get it. You go in. This is, life hack stuff you should know. What are those other ones? I love science.
Oh,
yeah, the very cool Facebook pages you all joined up when it still showed you what likes.
I fucking love science.
I've been trying to figure out a way to tell you this, man. I fucking love science. It's like, how lame is that brand? Like, I don't mean like the brand itself. Yes, it is lame, but just going like, I'm a dude. I love science. Man, do you know some girls are scientists too? That's wild.
They fucking love science. Yeah. Science, just like me, who fucking loves science.
Speaking of scientists, more on that later. There is a...
Oh, yeah, true. A lot of good sizzle. Don't worry, it'll be worth
it. Pickle scientists.
What could we be talking about? I have no
melting? Idea. You order on the way out and then it's fresh. You know what I mean? But if you get by the time you get to it, it's just like depressed milkshake. And it's not even as good as a thick shake because, it wasn't made to be one.
Okay.
It's like... Yeah. So,
and also the best thing about the Macca's sundae is you get it and the
it's hot and cold.
The chocolate sauce is still hot, bro.
You got to eat that shit within 3 minutes, or it's not worth what I think. Man, that used to be $1.95. I think they're like four something now.
But that's that's a big part of my BTS meal review. That shit was like $12.50 or something.
Absolutely, it was. I mean, Macca's prices have changed. You get a meal now, it's like double digits.
It's crazy. McDonald's is always like, oh yeah, it's
inflation. Look how expensive houses are. I bet you could track it.
Yeah, sure. But I guess it's in such low income areas is like a great meal, a great alternative to cooking food.
Yeah.
And like, it's like by definition, not cheaper than cooking at home now.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
It's go there to, I'm not even to look at the screens, change the menu. You know how they cycle through things?
Yeah.
I like that. I didn't like J Balvin for that reason. It was a piss week meal. And we thought McDonald's would, we thought Birdie had put her tail between her leg and legs and flown on home because...
The CEO of McDonald's, Birdie.
Yeah, Birdie, the girl boss of, the burger, but the restaurant known as McDonald's. But I thought they'd, called it a day then. They said, look, we had a tremendous success, viral, ironic, and also non-ironic love of the Travis Scott meal.
Which you tried to emulate three times.
Third time was the charm.
Which was a quarter pounder
bacon, lettuce,
and barbecue sauce? Oh, barbecue sauce with the fries.
Barbecue sauce with the fries and a medium Sprite with ice. Mm. Just like how I used to get it in Houston. J Balvin's was a disaster. The commercial, everything was, terrible.
Lack of merch.
I hope they fired whoever was in charge of the J Balvin. I hope the advertising firm, be it in-house or, another company, have been reprimanded. And all I can say is they've really... I'm erasing the J Balvin meal. This is J Balvin erasure.
I mean, don't let it reflect badly on the rest of his career, but he has got a lot of recovery to do.
Literally.
When it comes to food.
Because how good is that 1-2 punch, imagine, of this world where it's Travis Scott meal, then the BTS meal. That's just, like, where
dynamite
do you go from there?
Is what it is.
Yeah, it's absolute lit. Dynamite.
Dynamite.
It's sweet chili. It's Cajun, baby.
So BTS meal, big difference is it's available all over the world. Except UK.
Notoriously not available in England.
Because of Brexit. The first signs.
You hate to be a British BTS fan.
Mm. That's what the B in BTS stands for.
Yeah. I'm just going to dim these lights a bit.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it. The listeners will appreciate it too. What are you doing? What do you think? I think you're thinking 6% green.
It's a bedroom. Ooh. That's nice, isn't it?
It's icy. Make it purple because we're about to talk about BTS.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a special purple.
Oh, that's real good.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it? I feel like we're really sex workers.
We are talking about eating each other's butts and sundaes.
I love you, baby. Damn, wait, how long was that?
Eight minutes until I know I made the 6% green joke. That's a reference
to Son of the Mask. That was that was my gateway.
Son of the Mask is mainstream now. Weekly Planet did a video all about it this week. And
you hate to see a boy boss winning.
I look great, great, great content from the boys, but I've got to say We hit it first. A little disturbed. We did hit it first. We're the
Ray J. We hit Ray it J. first. Yeah. The Ray J.
But they review it like it's just any other movie, and
they're approaching this all wrong. First of all, they're reviewing it as a movie.
Yeah,
this thing is a scene. This thing is—it's a feeling.
Yeah,
it's an idea. It's an energy.
And they only spend 30 seconds talking about the scene that we have spent 40 episodes plus.
We've spent like
talking about the nightclub scene.
Yeah, we've spent
the party
more
scene.
Time dissecting that scene than I possibly will learning my cousin's birthdays. You know what I mean? Like, or just like something I should know. Like,
I actually know my one cousin's birthday whose birthday is the day after my sister's.
How's this? I went to one on Sunday and I just forget what day it is. I'm not even going to look at the calendar.
Yeah, but I just, you know, here's my impersonation of the caravan of garbage.
Is this a shot fired? Son of the Mask.
Yeah, and they're welcome to do their impersonation of whatever the fuck we do. That Jamie Kennedy's a bit of a bloody weirdo, eh? No, it's shit ass. That's a terrible one. I'm gonna erase that.
Don't.
I wish I didn't do it.
No, don't, because I'm editing it, so everything is all in here.
I'm gonna keep at it. Every 10 minutes, I'm gonna attempt to do.
Yeah, that's good. I think maybe by the end of Pay Fam.
Yeah.
This way, we're getting their money as well. So they're gonna have to listen to hear you nail it. Yeah, it is. It is one of the. Speaking about Son of Mask and mainstream, one of the former Terrace House contestants who was in the Aloha State, the Hawaiian season, is actually Chinese American, even though traditionally Japanese people. I think that was like the first non-Japanese contestant. She's actually quite successful now. She's like in movies and stuff. Actually, she was in the third season of Legion.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So she's pretty well, she's awesome illustrator, but she's like quite funny on Twitter and stuff. And she posted like these random screenshots and was like, these aren't real. And it was like sequels and things. And one was Tim Avery.
As someone
and,
then,
and I was just
mask,
like,
yeah. Damn,
it's so funny seeing him pop up after he's not haunted. I'd say just like life assisted my reality.
Yeah, yeah.
For a while.
Jamie Kennedy's a bit of a bloody shithead. It sounds too New Zealand.
No, that didn't sound New Zealand at all.
Okay.
I'm not going to attempt to do what that would sound like.
The weekly plant. I can't even do a good New Zealand accent.
No, that's pretty good.
But yeah, the BTS meal. It was...
BTS meal, you know what it stands for? It brings the shit.
It does.
Because and I don't mean gastronomically. No, I do mean that. I don't mean through my asshole.
Right.
I mean, it is exactly what one of these celebrity meals should be.
Because we get 10 nuggets, we get
wait, you gotta start with
fries.
The box.
Well, and I'm just saying, the main draw card, you get the Coke. The main draw card is there's two sauces, two brand
unavailable
new sauces, unavailable to the world that isn't Korea.
I didn't. So these are, we're led to believe these are permanently available in Korea, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Or are they maybe like their version of Szechuan sauce, like it comes every now and then?
Yeah, sure, their Shamrock Shake.
I swear we have a Korean listener. Probably even a... I'd love to think we have a North Korean listener. It's weird. We only get 7 downloads from South Korea. I wonder who it could be.
So the...
I'd be sick if BTS did listen.
Do you have any downloads? Did you say we get from
7,
South Korea?
7 members.
7?
Yeah.
So we get 7 downloads, all 7 of them listening?
Yeah.
That was the joke you were making?
Yes. Whoops. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gee, that Andrew Levins is a bit of a bloody dickhead.
Doesn't know his K-pop from his...
But yeah, so the main draw card for this was getting the two sauces. It's a sweet chili sauce and a Cajun sauce.
Yeah. We all know what sweet chili's like in Australia. I'm not sure.
But this is more of a sweet chili sauce akin to what you would get on like a Korean fried chicken.
100%.
Normally it would be doused all over the fried chicken when you get KFC.
Yep.
With a K stands for Korea.
And it is not as sugary sweet as like bottled
versions. It's sugary in, it's like almost
stickiness.
Like toffee-ish.
Yeah,
it's sticky.
Density. It's a denser sauce. Whereas like, I don't know how they are. I don't like sweet chili sauce, like the bottled Australian stuff.
It was extremely big in Australia in the 90s.
Yeah,
some
get some wedges, you get some sour cream.
Ooh, I do fucking love a wedge sour cream.
I was going to say, how good
would it,
you know,
combo.
I've been thinking of ways for McDonald's to innovate. Last week, we spoke about the potential of like a poke bowl that you could make, which I'm still working on. And I've actually been workshopping it in my mind, when I'm
Alice.
Not thinking about my Jamie Kennedy addiction. However, Wedges would be great. McDonald's. Oh, man. How exciting would it be? McDonald's for a month goes, it's the 90s at McDonald's. And they do the McOriental, like all the offensive burgers they used to do. They do sweet potato wedges. The cassettes, remember those we got?
Yeah, yeah.
Like they the just Peter, bring it. How could
Peter
it be?
Andre cassettes, yeah.
How could it pop up like
a but like they never did wedges at McDonald's.
No,
they?
But just leaning into it.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure.
And they're like, and for the first time ever, wedges.
Wedges with focaccia.
How good? McFocaccia.
McFocaccia.
Sun-dried tomato. McCaccia. Two all beef patties.
Yeah, yeah, great.
Sun-dried tomato.
Wedges.
Wedges. And
sour cream, sweet
sour
chili
cream,
sauce.
Sweet chili sauce. That'd be sick. The McDrazic or something. The Drazic meal.
I went to McDonald's last Thursday.
Yeah. So did I.
About 11:30.
A.m.?
An early lunch, yeah.
No, because you ate it after me.
Oh, was it? Maybe it was midday.
Yeah, I went at midday.
Okay. Well, you got it.
I was dying to go at 10, but I was like, I got to go at midday. I was like, I can't eat this earlier than that.
Yeah, yeah. You got it ordered to your house, right?
Delivered? No, I drove and picked it. I was doing, I had to go pick up something from the post office. So on the way back.
Oh, but you went through the drive-thru.
I went through the drive-thru. You know, I was working. Okay.
I dined in. I was working too, but I did some.
Yeah. I wish I ate in, but also like.
I took my laptop, whole work set up to McDonald's.
Oh, I like that. I was there recently. And so I ate in with Moon recently. Oh, okay. Well, that's stolen valor then.
Do people do that? It's not
yeah,
really a Starbucks
it's free
thing.
Wi-Fi.
Maybe not at Westmead McDonald's where I went.
Well, in Australia, McDonald's is kind of like the Starbucks thing. Like
we have Starbuckses here, and it's
not many.
There's one at Central Park, and it's always full.
There's one at Central Park. I used to go there with when I was working nearby. I would turn my nose up at the artisanal coffee nearby, and you know me, I'm a franchise guy.
You're a franchise man.
I like a franchise, and I would go there to make a point. I'd be like, I'm just going to the Starbucks, and people are like, why are you doing that? I'm like, because
I'm supporting international business.
I'm supporting, like, who is it? I forget his name. Howard Shore or something?
Birdie.
Birdie. No, Birdie is now defected. Birdie has been killed in Florida. Yeah, the iced Americano. It's the drink of the summer. It's really good.
What's in an iced Americano?
Like it's just like black coffee with ice. It's like it's like a cold drip, except it's cheaper.
What's the one where it's
extortion where I work, like, they charge exuberant prices for, you know, artisanal coffee. So I'm going to the box.
What's out of your price league?
Oh, much like a meal. Like if it starts entering meal prices, like once you get to $6 for
That's pretty insane.
So I mean, you're kind of like, what is that, water and beans? Like, okay, congratulations.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'm more of a franchise guy, but I used to get shit for it, but also I don't care.
Yeah. So Starbucks is like just even though we don't have
there's only like five in Sydney. There's the airport. There's the Central Park one you mentioned. There's the George Street one.
Franchise.
A few doors down from George Street.
Yep.
There used to be one at Circular Quay. I don't think it's there anymore.
Let's go right now. Find out.
Well, next episode for sure. Because there's a McDonald's there. So worst case scenario, we're packing some Cajun. And I think there's one in Martin Place / Wynyard on a corner.
That's fucking amazing that you know all this.
Yeah. You've got to know.
And it's.
Look, we all know autism works in mysterious ways. Mine is knowing like the date and time when like certain meals and things were available at restaurants. I don't like anything else from Starbucks, but I do go to one every country I'm in.
Okay.
Japan.
What do you think of the logo?
The logo is weird. It's like a bitch mermaid or something, right? Yep. Aquaman-esque.
I think Starbucks is kind of, I feel like we get it all the time with different franchises and things now, but for me, it's the first franchise that suddenly started being everywhere. And like to the point where even the Simpsons made a joke, you know, they were
yeah,
not for
I only
long.
Knew
we're
that
about to be
because
Starbucks.
In America it went everywhere. It wasn't like a thing in Australia.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It was a hard market to crack it because, you know, a lot of it was based off our takeaway coffee culture, which is unique to Australia. Because in Europe, if you don't really get takeaway coffees, like if you're in Italy and shit,
yeah.
Like they mock you for getting like a baby cup. Like you go in, you stand up and drink it at the bar and leave. Whereas I think Australia might be like responsible for the takeaway coffee culture. I don't know about that. It's based on nothing. I would love for a coffee head to reach out to me, but I do think it is a Western thing. Like when I say Western,
yeah, Australians Europe. Bloody love their coffee.
But I think like then America adapted it, and much like the 7-Eleven or like a McDonald's or something, like sprung them up and franchised it, you know?
Yeah.
But they didn't really crack it here because we already had a good coffee scene. Like a lot of people do say some of the best coffees in Australia, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's renowned for having the best coffee.
Best coffee. The most coffee I ever drank was in Vietnam because they
the weasel shit one?
They mix it, like in the street, you can just buy it from a dude that has, like, two big like bottles, like water bottles that he's finished and then just washed, hopefully. And one's got coffee in it, like, you know, made up coffee. And the other has syrup. The other has condensed milk.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Oh, and man, there's a Vietnamese restaurant around the corner. I'd be hitting that condensed.
I had it so frequently.
I'm a coffee guy. I'm a like
five. You're a bean man. You're a franchise boy.
I'm a four bean a day
Dem
guy.
Franchise boys.
Hold up. I got a coffee machine recently, and yeah, it's a pod one. I don't care.
What a deep Dem franchise is that? Oh, I think they like me. You know when those snap wrap guys.
Oh yeah.
Yep, in my white tea, and they had the really enormous tall boy.
Yeah. That's right.
I think
right.
It's Dem franchise boys.
Franchise. Yeah.
Not to be confused with D4L.
Yeah.
We did Laffy Taffy.
Yeah, I have a pod machine at the moment. I was not going to get a pod machine because of the environment, but like, whatever, man. I got no argument.
Okay, good, good. Well said, man.
Angus Truscott breaks his silence on in the environment. Well, I don't like do much. You know, I'm not attributing that much to the environment.
Yeah.
Like, there's like one of me in here, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the shit I
mean, there could be 10.
The shit I'm putting out is like minimal compared to like, downstairs is four people.
Yeah, I don't know why you're continuing to try and justify that you own a pod coffee machine. No one cares.
No, tech guru Steve did back in the day.
Oh, really?
He's like, this is bad for the environment. I'm like, so is the like...
Wait for it, everyone.
MDMA
Wait
you're buying.
It. Oh!
But you know when people decide when they want to be ethical?
Yeah.
You got to be all or nothing. I think you do. Like when it comes to like...
No, I think that you got to pick your battles.
See, that's the logical thing to say. Yeah. But you know me, an agent of chaos. I'm like, you gotta be ethical.
Angus, can we talk about the BTS meal? That's why people that have been tuning ethical. In. We're 20 minutes into the episode. We haven't even described what it looks like yet. It's in a box with some purple branding on it.
Yeah.
I have to say.
Which is a particular purple, which is called. Thanks for reminding me.
BTS for whatever reason have purple associated with them. I don't know why.
BTS purple. So it's known as...
If you can say like live
iPurple you mean... No, it's a website. It's on Newsweek. BTS, what does iPurple mean? Fans celebrate. BTS fans are spreading love. iPurple you was a message that the BTS army flooded social media with. It's a particular type of purple. Actually, previous guest... Eb Yusuf reached out to me and told me what the name of the purple is. I mean, I'll just go open up my DM, actually.
Cool. You can DM Angus.
She is a huge...
What colors
BTS
mean?
Freak. Did you know that? Like,
same with
them. So it's called... Oh, it's called Borahai Purple.
Okay.
Yeah. She was loving my stories.
Yeah, yeah.
Crushing my algorithm.
She replied to all mine too, and so did Rara, yeah. Hongi's wife. So
she was crushing my algorithm.
We had lunch... Me and the Hongs
at McDonald's.
No, we went to a restaurant on Sunday, and we talked about was BTS meal stuff.
Yeah, it's the best.
Like, because for me, like, the biggest thing was like, okay, wow, this is like a worldwide release.
It's huge.
This is massive.
Australia, besides films and stuff, like, we miss out on a lot of that stuff. And there's a lot of, you know, I think the last 20, almost 30 years of internet has made us kind of like secondhand receive these things, because you know, like, a lot of the internet early days, especially first like 15 years, is so US driven, you know, it's where it was from,
yeah,
where,
for
like,
sure, of course,
web
yeah.
browsers were made, so a lot of the culture we were sucking off was like US stuff, like, you know, knowing things that were happening in US television before they aired terrestrially here, before like you could download shows and shit. But to me, I'm excited too, because this is like the first time I can think of in a long time where like this global thing we're included. Like, as a meal?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we would see the McRib stuff, and it's always off-season here.
Sure.
Like,
we
this might be first time for McDonald's where there's, like, a day-and-date international drop. This might be... It might not be us, Australia, that this is new for. Everybody might be thinking this, because they do have seasonal... Based on the availability
of
when things are in season, based on hemispheres.
But here's the thing. Sauce is available year-round.
Here's the thing. Cajun...
It's always sauce season.
You ask... Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
The raging Cajun himself. Cajuns are here all year round.
But I have to say, man, I'm disappointed in Australia's efforts in terms of the branding packaging within the store.
Yeah.
Like,
I want to be walking.
There should
in.
Be posters. There should be cardboard stand-ins.
I was gonna say there should be cardboard cutouts. They should bring. Hey
Siri, we don't give a shit, mate.
Okay. Was that a caravan of garbage?
Yeah.
Impression.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be walking in there. I want them to resurrect the Ronald McDonald bench you could sit on with him next to it, except there's seven members of BTS.
It's a really big bench.
And you could just lay down on top of
their
lap.
Yeah, perfect. That's great. Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. Rebrand the park. Just BTS everywhere.
Just make everything purple.
I want to go to the toilet and I want to look in the mirror and I want to basically have like a face filter technology situation.
Yeah, I want to look like Jimmy.
Where I'm staring back at Rap Monster.
Jungkook.
Yeah, I'm looking back at them and I'm going, and I'm loving it.
Yeah.
You know? I want...
I just did a BM and now I look like RM.
Yeah, exactly. I want anyone who's not Asian outside working. I want them to take the month off. I want only Asian employees. I want South Korean being spoken to. I want, like I said, if you're going to get ethical. Well, I don't know if that's actually ethical.
No.
It's what I think
the jury's
ethical
out.
Is.
I think the easiest thing to do to make it feel like this is a special thing is maybe play BTS music when you go to the McDonald's.
I reckon that's some deep copyright situation going on. I reckon just the fact that we've got a box and like, unfortunately we don't, Coke and fries and bags.
We just have a nugget.
I reckon imagine the hours and hours of like deliberations that would have taken to arrive at that.
Yeah, okay.
Like McDonald's going, we're going to let another brand, like Travis Scott didn't get that.
Sure.
I do have a Cactus Jack paper bag, but that's from ordering the merch.
Yep.
But like, this is huge.
I want, like at the time they were doing Happy Meal toys here, we're like, DC superheroes.
Oh yeah,
little
there was
plushies.
A Joker and Batman and Harley Quinn when I was in there.
I asked about what the toy was, thinking how cool would it be if it was a BTS toy. Like imagine the same
and
plushie.
The thing. Kids
as,
would love it.
Exactly.
Kids love BTS.
They're exactly. Fucking huge.
Yeah.
My kids.
I'm right near.
My kids sing. Came home singing Butter today.
I'm right near. Oh, Butter's a great song.
Yeah.
I'm right near like one of the big centers of like Asian restaurants, like in Asheville.
Mm.
Kids there would know who BTS are.
Yeah, fully. And like, also like merch for them is hard to get.
You got to use an app, as I've discovered. And buy.
Yeah, well, like Eb did a big post of all this merch she got for Butter the other day. And I was like, it's sick. And she was like, oh, it's all bootleg.
Oh, wow.
You can't get the official stuff here, so they have to buy bootleg.
Well, you can get the McDonald's stuff here. They've opened the floodgates, I think.
Oh, really?
Because you get the, yeah, we'll get into the merch afterwards because there was that robe. You saw that robe, didn't you?
But yeah, look, I think it's annoying that there aren't even like pictures of the band when you order it anywhere. It just says BTS meal, nothing else. And the purple lines.
I kind of like that though. It is called the BTS meal. And McDonald's, I got to say, is some of the best branding on the planet. You know what? No, it has like, as a restaurant, as far as restaurants go, McDonald's branding. I was driving home from my parents. I was there for the weekend. And was driving along like on the way back. And I just noticed just the golden arches. You know when you hit those strips, so there's just like a bunch of highway and restaurants?
Yeah, yeah.
Other restaurants don't even bother to turn on the lights anymore. There was a KFC bucket.
Like,
it wasn't
why
lit.
Bother?
It was
oh, yeah,
dark.
Really?
It wasn't lit up. And it was just like, it was one of the minimalist
were they
McDonald's.
Open?
Yeah, it was like 6 o'clock on Sunday night.
Hmm.
Like in Sydney. Like this shit's open.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you know, why bother when you got the Golden Arches 100 meters that way?
The new branded Golden Arches.
I tell you what, it hit.
What a good redesign.
It's so nice.
People
Here's
around the
thing,
world
we, like,
let us
we
know
it's McDonald's.
It is,
you can remove the name. It's ballsy.
Yeah.
You can, again, once again, you could imagine the meetings. Everyone's like, people know what that M means more than what the word says underneath.
Yeah.
It's like people know the Coke ribbon more than the word Coca-Cola.
I reckon more people know the M too.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
more,
I meant
more
like
than, more than they do the more than Coke.
Oh, 100%. Ribbon, yeah.
Yeah.
It stands for Mario.
So the food itself.
Yeah.
We all know what fries, Coke, McNuggets taste like.
Nuggets are the best of the fast. Fuck. McDonald's nuggets are the best
they
of the
so
fast
good,
food
man.
Nuggets.
I
someone has once tried telling me the KFC ones were.
No,
it's absolutely not true.
The KFC ones are like, the breading is, goes soggy faster.
I was gonna say, it's Russian roulette. You don't know what you're getting. I've never had a nugget at McDonald's and gone, that could have been better.
It's like,
it's exactly what you get. The shape is amazing.
Crisp,
they've engineered
know?
The shape
really
so well.
They're really well seasoned. I mean, it probably isn't entirely chicken.
Oh, of course
but,
not.
But it's 100% McNugget.
I'm loving it.
And I love it.
Yeah, whatever McNugget is, I'm fine.
So you get sweet chili sauce, you get Cajun sauce.
And the design for these sauces are beautiful.
Yeah.
The label, it's all shades of the purple that
you're
we've
right.
been talking about. You've also got some Korean like
characters.
Text on there,
yeah,
characters. Yeah. Presumably saying Cajun or sweet chili or whatever the... Well, no, it's definitely not saying that. It's saying, I guess, what they're called there.
Yeah.
But I was so excited to bust open the lid of the Cajun because I'd had no idea what it looked like.
So I was way more excited for the Cajun than the sweet chili. But because of this, I forced myself to have my first nugget dunked in sweet chili.
That's... Very Catholic of you.
I was like, I know I'm gonna like this less, but I'm gonna give it a chance.
I was pleasantly surprised with the sweet chili.
Sweet chili, totally fine.
Yeah.
A small, you know, amount of kick.
If it became
better than regular Aussie sweet chili sauce.
And if it became a regular option there, it might be better than some of the regular options.
Yeah, for real.
I'm not a sweet and sour sauce guy.
Oh, I absolutely am.
So I know everyone is, because there's one they offer you. They go, do you want sweet and sour sauce?
I'm a honey mustard number one, sweet number and sour one. Number two. But
yep. Barbecue bottom. Sorry, yeah, Travis Scott.
I mean, if it was this a good barbecue, there are good barbecue sauces, and yep. McDonald's ain't one of them, unfortunately.
Though it's better than like Australian barbecue
Master
sauce.
Foods.
Yeah, well, no, it's better than that.
It's too translucent. It has that like way too much cornstarch in it. That must be what it gives. I don't know.
This ain't Houston, is it? Ain't it? This is not.
It's not like we're in Houston.
Jack, this ain't Houston. We ain't in Houston anymore.
But having eaten the BTS sauces with the BTS meal, I can say without hesitation, the best sauce I've ever had at McDonald's.
Cajun
dipping sauce.
My review: if Big Mac sauce had balls,
I know it's because it's like
no, only
it's weirdly
the color.
Yeah, okay, right. But the color's like orange.
Yeah, when you get balls, you get orange.
Isn't Big Mac sauce like kind of like yellowy green with pickle bits in
it? It's definitely not green. It's like a yellowy orange.
Yeah, okay, right. This is like, I don't know. It's a little bit garlicky. It's a little bit like fermented
smooth
chili.
There's stuff in there. Like you're working with some texture. It's not just like you're straight up barbecue or.
I should have looked at the ingredients to figure out what it is. It's almost like an emulsion.
Why would you do that?
Of things. Yeah, true. It's
because I'm going to do it now.
It's a really good sauce.
Fucking unbelievable.
I got halfway through the meal and I'd already like demolished most of the Cajun sauce. So then I went and inquired about getting a second Cajun sauce.
No, can do.
No, they can. 50 cents.
Fuck. I should have asked.
Yeah, 50 cents. Because that's a big question on everyone's lips right now, I guess. How many BTS meals have you had since last Thursday?
Just one.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, we're even. We've had the even amount of McDonald's.
All right, I'm looking at it now. This is actually on McDonald's.com.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of this
website. This is US, but the website is very similar. Picked by BTS and inspired by McDonald's South Korea. So that's interesting. I don't know if it exists in South Korea. McDonald's new Cajun sauce. Maybe this is just... When it says picked by BTS, do you think they put out like 20 flavors?
No, they picked it as like one of their favorite sauces. So right. It must be available in Korea. And this is the version of
so it's
what
a,
you can get in Korea.
This is how they describe it. They're calling it a strong hot mustard flavor, which not at all.
I mean, yeah. Like
that's
hot
almost
American
as hot
mustard.
As the chili and peppers that round out this sauce, which again is not
There's
true.
No spice level at all.
There's none at all. And I'm not saying that as in it's like a, it's a, it's an a, epic bacon
it,
dude.
It tastes like chili. But doesn't have a spicy taste.
Yeah. I want to see.
What are the ingredients? Or are you just reading the description?
Yeah, I'm on some articles now. Here's what a food critic said. Oh, that's weird. Someone's already listened to our episode. There's an article called Here's What a Food Critic Said About the Cajun Sauce. And like, we haven't hit publish yet. That's very strange. The sauces, who cares? I don't care.
Yeah. So it's a little bit vinegary. It's a little bit like it's a little bit like a hot, like a creamy hot sauce.
It looks also, it has the color of like a seafood sauce, if you will.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like a pinkish orange.
Yeah, and it goes so well with the nuggets. It goes so well with the fries.
Bro, I was thinking, imagine getting that sauce, popping that on like a quarter pound.
Well, I'm thinking of getting a McChicken, saying hold the sauce, and then adding Cajun.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Should we do that next week?
Maybe we should fucking do it now, bro.
I just ate. I had gnocchi. I'm pretty full.
Well, we also have food to eat,
too. We also got dessert. We should actually do that next week. We should get two McChickens.
Yep. The Cajun sauce. And we call
one BTS meal, because I know they're probably getting like...
No, just buy the sauce, dude.
I also want the nuggets.
I don't want to give fucking another $12.50.
We're going halves, bro.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm on the website. I'm trying to see what's in there. They don't put the ingredients. Oh, view ingredients. Unbelievable. Oh, that's so funny. You click on view ingredients and...
You just get a picture of...
Oh, soybean oil, water, okay. Sugar, Dijon mustard, distilled vinegar, mustard seed, water, salt, white wine.
White wine.
Citric acid, spices, distilled vinegar, egg yolks,
honey, egg yolks, salt. So it is a mayo. Yeah, cool. There you go.
Yeah. Dehydrated onion. There's a lot of shit.
I want to hear every
single... Diabol, chili pepper, molasses, non-fat milk, caramel color, extractives of turmeric.
How do they work out how to make the sauces? Like all these weird...
So they have like science... they have like food light, like science chefs. What do they call it? There's probably a name for it. Food scientists.
Food scientists.
Science chefs. That's actually like sounds like a Nickelodeon series. Yeah. Science chefs.
Jimmy Neutron.
But you know, they're like the people that like... I think a lot of it has roots in the army. I think because... And NASA and shit.
Right,
so they'll be like, oh, we want
to
make things.
Forever, yeah.
So I think a lot of it's like distilled from there. Blast. Yeah. So I think like, and then, you know, it waters itself down to like canned baked beans, which we buy still today. But that was probably like for, you know, I guess like when things went refrigerated or.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild when you think about like the day-to-day shit we have that's invented for like, that NASA pumped millions of dollars into to like develop. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's just, I don't know, like how do you go like, oh, this is missing like 1% of skim milk powder?
I don't know. So I that's funny. I was listening to something recently and they were saying like, I think somebody emailed them. It was like a podcast and they were like, I'm a taster for like a beer company. And like, you are tested upon, oh man, I think it was a company. It was like a brand, I forget what it was. Let's just say it's Cheetos. It wasn't. Yep. But the creator of Cheetos couldn't taste things. So he had like a team of people who he trusted their taste to tell him what things tasted like. And like they had to have like, some people have, you know, some people are really good at smelling things. Some people have great sight. People have like really developed palates and they're like really good at tasting stuff. So like a shit palate would be like, oh, it tastes the same. But someone could try like two things where like there's the slightest difference in it and one of them would be like, no, this is like, you're way off. You've got to add a gram of this.
There was like...
That's a mad skill.
In the first season of MasterChef Australia, like for
MasterChef Australia.
For the most part, it would be cooking challenges, right? Yeah. And like, you know, you've got to cook like a 6-course meal in 3 hours. You've got to do this, you know, really elaborate cake or something like that. And but then they also just out of nowhere, they would be like, okay, tonight's elimination challenge. You have to each name all the ingredients in this risotto, and it would go back and forth with the two people that were about to be eliminated, and the first person to name something that wasn't in the risotto or like the casserole or like, you know, the, you know,
it's a crazy skill to have,
but like it just felt so cheap because people would get like knocked off because they didn't say turmeric.
That's bizarre.
After cooking like an elaborate
that's
cake,
bonkers.
Whatever.
But it's like a job. Like I think like if you have a good tongue.
BTS meal, very good. The sauces rock. They rock butt.
I forgot about COVID for a few minutes, I'll say, while I was eating that. I thought the world was...
Well, I mean, as I was eating it, all my friends from Melbourne were texting me because they were about to go into lockdown.
Right, and they're like, we're
still
up
in
on
lockdown.
BTS.
So this episode, this perfect review of BTS meal goes out to you, Melbourne.
Yours does. I'm still withholding...
My half of the review.
I'll decide where mine will go.
Yeah,
maybe
my deputy
by the end of
still
this
episode.
Maybe by the end of PayFam. Could be next week.
Yeah, but the end of PayFam. The canonical end of PayFam, however many years away that is. Well, that's when you'll dedicate it. And only then.
Yeah, maybe I'll shoot this episode into space, like that gold record. And only there if some extraterrestrial being.
So the food reviews don't end there, Chiefs, because we're going to save it for PayFam. But we have...
Well, look, we've had the main course.
And you're going to have some
dessert. Not J Balvin here. We're going to save the dessert for later. What is this? The J Balvin podcast? Get the fuck out of here. Familia.
On the way here... So I had to drive I had to drive from my house to Angus's house, which is a 20-minute drive. It is currently probably like 6 degrees Celsius in Sydney at the moment.
Hey Siri, what's the temperature?
It's
going to read.
It's 14 degrees right now.
No, 14 degrees. So not too cold, but definitely on the colder side of things.
Sorry, man, you just tried mansplaining Siri.
But I drove here with the air conditioner on full blast because...
You had some... That's, you know, there's only two instances where you should be doing that. That's if you lose a finger and you're driving to the hospital, or if you've got yourself...
You've got to transport an organ,
or what is the other reason?
On the way here, I went to the 7-Eleven near my house, and I purchased two exclusive products of 7-Eleven in Australia at the moment, and they are the official Pickle
7-Eleven
Rock...
7-Eleven said, Pickle Rick. BTS meal, hold my Cajun sauce. Yeah.
Pickle Rick Maxi Bonds.
I could not think of a better pairing.
Yeah, true. So a Maxi Bon is this big dumb ice cream you can get in Australia.
They market it at men. It's like, think of like the man size meals. No, but you know, the ads
they really
are always,
do. Yeah, yeah.
They're like, you know what? If Kumail Nanjiani was here, he'd
more on him in a bit too.
He would be putting these away.
Yeah, he's.
But then also,
he'd be shelving a few of these.
Yeah.
Because that way you don't.
That's his
internal
diet secret. They're internals. Like, how did you do this? My internals are riddled. No, but the ads are like. The ads used to be like, I guess, like the Old Spice ads. Like, they're like, you're a man, eat this fucking
Yeah,
thing.
How quickly can you eat the Maxi Bon?
Yeah, and it's like, I actually just want to take my time with it. Because, again, I'm not J Balvin, and I've, like, timed it so it's not going to melt. Also, I've got the aircon on full blast. Like,
so it's a big, like, it's a brick of ice cream, basically. One half of it is covered in chocolate and nuts, and the other half of it is
a chocolate Eskimo pie sandwich. Which I think you're not allowed to say anymore.
Yeah. So. It's also, an Eskimo pie wasn't an ice cream sandwich. You're thinking of a Monaco bar.
Eskimo
bar. Eskimo pie was actually the other thing.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, just a chocolate covered ice cream bit.
I thought it was when someone sucked your dick and kissed you after you bit. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, if they bring that back, would they be called like an Inuit pie? Is that?
No, they just call it pie.
Just pie. Cold pie.
Yeah. They call it the BTS meal.
Yeah.
J Balvin meal, because you're the one getting the cum in your mouth.
Perfect.
That McFlurry.
So the Pickle Rick Maxi Bon is green. It's not pickle flavored. It's choc mint flavored.
First strike from me. Who is this? J Balvin? This guy, he hates pickles. It's insane. Yeah. Why does this guy hate pickles so much?
So we'll be eating that in PayFam this week. And you know you want to hear
We know
it.
That you guys are giving us feedback for some of those episodes where we eat the whole time, which I think was last week's episode.
We love we love it when we can hear you audibly eating for the
How's
entire
this? We
episode.
Don't even know how this shit sounds. We don't have headphones this week.
Yeah,
we are mainlining.
Yep.
This is dangerous. We are skirting close to the sun.
Especially when we've had like instances of mics cutting out recently.
Oh, this
is living
great.
Life on the edge.
It's a good app. I'm feeling so good about tonight.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah.
We haven't even talked about the things people listen to the podcast for yet.
We
may never.
We've got a board game on the table that...
You got the Fast and Furious board game.
Dude, I ordered it. It came within like 11 hours.
That's so amazing. Yeah. Well, of course it would. It came
Fast and Furious. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's got Fast and Furious Highway
Heist. Do
you know
what? Funko made it. It's a Funko board game.
And I read like a review of it and it was like, it's another win for Funko games. I was like, okay.
I had no idea.
You know what's interesting? Funko.
There's still no Fast and Furious Funkos, which I know you and I are like... We have certain rules about Funko. Like, we don't go hard. But there are particular ones.
You just got one of Kenny Powers from Eastbound and Down.
Had to do it.
Yeah.
But
he's got the sunglass tan. Very good.
If there was Fast and Furious Funko, I mean, surely they're sitting on a gold mine. Like, imagine every movie and the variants for each. Like, you know, Paul Walker with the slightly longish hair.
Oh, man. Yeah,
Paul Walker in Too Fast with, like, the Hurley fit and, like, the...
Oh, like, you know, sometimes they make the vehicle ones.
Yeah.
You get the Funko recreation of the final goodbye.
Of the Dodge and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
The final goodbye would be
amazing. And you push a button and it plays Wiz Khalifa.
I got chills. Letty and Dom in the church with his white singlet and the cross.
Perfect.
Yeah.
One of Gal Gadot plunging to her death
off a plane.
Off a plane.
her in 4 is why I speak about my rewatch of 4 in PayFam.
Yeah, because you're rewatching all of them in the
several
lead up
times.
To Fast 9.
I'm watching them.
How many times have you watched the first Fast movie in the last couple of weeks?
Twice.
It's pretty good.
First one is so good.
It's a really tight movie.
Yeah,
and it represents its time so well.
Yeah, and you know what? It's still aged really well.
I think.
It's actually pretty timeless.
I think 2 and 3 feel like they were made earlier than the first Fast movie.
Absolutely, 2 does. First is, I don't even think you really see a cell phone in it. It's pretty ageless.
Oh, yeah, true.
There's a scene where you see like a computer, but that's fine. But other than that, you're just like, this could actually be around now. Like, people's clothes aren't cringe.
But it feels that the music-wise and like the way the race is depicted feels like just such a great...
Also, Ja Rule has
early 2000s,
a flourishing career
of course,
in it as an actor, which is...
I like Ja Rule in that movie. I know.
Oh, no, he's great
in
that. Yeah, but I mean, like, that's the one thing where you're like, oh, yeah, this is an old movie. He gets promised a threesome and then
it's
loses.
Murder. But yeah, you got the Fast and Furious board game. Have you played it yet?
No, but I've watched a YouTube of how to play it.
Okay, cool. I don't own it, but I have watched it. So we've gotten the same amount of mileage out of this game. Yeah,
it seems pretty strategic. It seems pretty cool. Like you're always in motion on a board.
Yeah, and there's like different missions you can do where you like one. You're always trying to escape another.
There's three scenarios.
Guy.
There's the bring down the chopper from six.
So good.
There is a heist of a truck, which I guess they're alluding to the first film.
Yep.
And then there is the stopping the tank from six.
That's great.
I guess six has some like great set pieces for massive a board set game. Pieces. Yeah, you know?
Yeah. And you play as like you can be, you're like a token in a car, right?
Yeah. And you can get out of the car. You can jump onto other cars. You can get picked up by people. You can brake. You can jump onto the like tank, the helicopter.
How much is it?
It was like $50-something.
Dude, I might get this just so this. Bro. Imagine this is a way to get Archie into movies.
Just going.
The movies.
Yeah. But he's got a gun. Yeah. But he's driving into it to stop the bullet, son. And that's what these movies are all about.
Man.
But yeah, you can be Han, Letty, Dom, Brian, which I think is very nice. Brian O'Connor is alive in this. Tej and Roman. Okay. And yeah. So you can pick them. And then you can also pick a... It's kind of like RPG-ish.
Yeah, nobody
picking Tej. Each character has like different skill sets.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. What the fuck am I not doing opening this up?
What's Tej's skill sets?
Well, he's like the tech guy, remember?
Wait, hold on. Wait. Tej is Luda's character? Oh, no. Everyone's picking Tej. Roman, like, Roman is... Yeah, what's Roman's skills?
Let's find out.
Tyrese.
They get stump cards. It's actually like...
Tyrese, Romans.
If everything is when you get the
board out, it just says, it doesn't matter what's under the hood. What matters is who's behind the wheel. Dominic Toretto in the Fast and Furious font.
That's great.
And underneath, like the back of the box.
Well, even a great box, yeah.
It's so nice. It's got...
Oh, fuck, you know what?
It doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile, winning or winning. Winning is winning. Dominic Toretto.
I'm gonna be the biggest dumb prick husband and get this for my wife's birthday.
That rules.
In a month,
she'll love it.
She loves these movies. Yeah, and I was just thinking, like,
dude,
like,
how nice is the art?
You think about the
They're like oil like caricatures of the characters. So see there, you've got Dom Toretto.
Okay, his skills. All right, so
read what it says at the top.
Okay, quarter mile at a time. Whenever you attempt a skill roll, you may re-roll one die one time.
See, I'll pick up... Well, you wanted to know what it said about Roman. So Roman Pierce, he's got double alpha. whenever you successfully perform a stun action, take
anti-vax.
An additional boost. Yeah, token from your supply. So then you'll notice they all have different attributes. So like I've got a three.
He's got a three for Ram and the SUV. Pretty similar.
And you get Noz. That's your boost token. I think they can't call it Noz.
Okay,
but then on the right, see how we have different...
Yeah,
skills?
Right. So Dom Toretto, speed 3, control 1,
then
athletics 2, and defense 2.
I haven't opened up these, but what's interesting here, you can get different cars for your characters.
And they
you
alter.
Lock it together and you get like more stats.
Man, it's that's fun.
Like, they should have made the video game like this because the video game is famously trash.
Yeah, yeah. I got to try to make it like a shitty story-based one.
So you got Tej, he's hacked the system. So he's like the tech guy.
Yep. Techie Tej.
Oh, Letty is grit. Because I guess she's a woman.
She's an all-rounder. She's like, she got two
she's
stars
actually
for
good.
Everything.
Yeah. She's like the Yoshi. Han Solo is outmaneuver. So I guess he's like the stunty guy whenever you drive.
He's got
you
three
can swap positions with adjacent enemies.
Yep.
And Brian, I mean, RIP, is a daredevil. On your turn, you make... Well, you know, that's unfortunately what took him. Also, sleeping with a 16-year-old and not getting caught for statutory rape or accused, I guess.
This is all written on the game card.
Yeah. Daredevil, on your turn, you may take one leap action. Now, what I think is very tasteful here, under speed, they've only put two and not maxed it out to three. And they've also put control at two because we know he was driving too fast and had no control when he died. So I think that's actually very tasteful. But... They've only given him one defense, which to me, I think is the game makers going, we're breaking the fourth wall. Dude, how good does it look?
Yeah, it looks like really great. And like, yeah, so there's great little tokens for
the
cars.
Yeah, so there you Ramsey's in it too. You know, the hacker girl.
Oh, yeah. So thank God Ramsey's in it.
You don't play as her, but there's like a Ramsey token.
Right.
And she can fly in and like help out the team. She's like in
everyone,
the air
everyone,
watching.
She makes everyone flirt with her.
She makes Roman get an erection. But yeah, so you play chopper. Oh yeah, so there's three scenarios. You can be chopper takedown. Look, they all have different rules. Tank assault or semi-heist.
Oh man,
so
100%
you'd have to start
this. Like,
semi-heist.
Literally getting this now.
I got it from Gamesman and it came like the next day. It was like $50.
Easy.
Yeah, I'm getting chills.
An easy sell,
it.
Brother.
Yeah, we have to play it together though. Like
yeah,
the
yeah,
first
no,
time.
For real.
There's some frequently asked questions. Does Boost do... I know, I thought they were having fun there. I thought it was like... No, they're actually serious questions. I thought it'd be nice if they're like...
Yeah, I mean...
What is the best Fast and Furious movie? Or what is the optimal order of watching them?
Yeah, I'm keen for this as a way to like get excited for the movie too. When does it come out?
June 17th here.
Yeah, Juneteenth. Right. Damn. Man, it's a pretty big month of content. Fast.
Yeah, we got Loki.
We got Loki. We got Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah,
we
that's
got
next Mario Friday, Golf. Right?
Jesus. All kinds of good shit.
Maybe E3
you just,
stuff?
You just made some room for Pickle Rick.
E3 stuff, ones. I guess, is starting to come out soon.
Man, it's so weird. So, like... Did you pay attention to any of the E3 announcements? Like all the pre-E3?
Famously, no.
So last week there were a bunch of showcases.
I watched some of the Forbidden West thing.
So yeah, there was Horizon Forbidden West, which like whatever, it looks like more of that good game. I feel bad that I neglected the first one, but I also don't feel obliged to finish the first one before I start the second.
I've never played it.
I started it, but then
literally Breath of the Wild came out.
Yeah, you got Breath of the Wild.
So I'm waiting. I don't know if it's happening, but I want them to do... On PC, because you know how Sony's releasing like games years later on PC.
Yeah.
It's 60 frames, 4K, but the version for PS5 isn't. It's still locked to 30. But I'm like,
right, okay.
I know the team's probably like, obviously they're a video game company, so they're crunch time. For like 8 years.
They're already not sleeping.
And the game still doesn't have a release date. But I would love if... I'm just really hoping... It seems like something they would do too, like to push sales and be like, oh, before you play the new one, play this. It'd be nice of them just to go, okay, it's like capped at 60 frames now.
But in the like the same 24-hour period, there was...
It was a Sonic one,
the
right?
The Sonic Direct as well.
I thought that was like hilarious.
It was so... It made the worst Nintendo Directs look masterpieces.
Did they take a leaf out of...
It was so funny how... Like, I could not believe I was watching
it. I heard afterwards sales of Skyward Sword pre-orders just went through the roof.
Yeah.
Dude, I was thinking about that two nights ago. I was on a walk, like... just again, not contributing to like, you know, environmental.
Yeah, yeah.
Smog.
That's good for you, bro.
I was walking.
You're on a walk, throwing your empty pods in people's
front
yards.
No, I was dumping them in a lake. I was dumping them in an animal sanctuary. I was like, where are your smallest animals with the smallest intestines, please?
Which ones could fit in here?
Which one do you think is going to actually get stuck? Okay, cool. And I was just like, man, we really had a Nintendo Direct this year where they're like,
long-awaited one.
Producer of Zelda apologized before he announced a game and was literally like, please don't be mad at me. It's like when there's a cake in the fridge and it's for your dad and your mom's baked it for his birthday that night and you've just plowed into a bit or you've like taken some of it and they come home and they're about to do that and you're like, please don't be mad at me. There's still some cake.
You ever do that?
No, I was just trying to come up with like a universal concept.
Something that everyone's done except you.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like, I guarantee a listener has happened. Or like, you're like, now don't get mad. I have eaten the original cake, but I have got the one you didn't want here. It's still okay.
Yeah.
Like, but you've got to eat it with like chopsticks, like bad control. Like, you don't eat a cake with chopsticks. Like, and it's like not that fun.
But the Sonic Direct was just like they announced a port of a Wii game, so very similar to Nintendo's last Direct.
Wow. Are we sure Nintendo did like
they're doing Sonic
Ghost
Colors?
This?
That was at least they had a trailer for that. Then they announced like a bunch.
Does it look different at all? Are they like
Sonic Colors was a pretty well received Sonic 3D game.
But I mean, have they gone back and remade it, or they're just like up-res the existing game?
I couldn't tell. I didn't play. It looks better than a Wii game usually would. But then they were like, oh, you can play as Sonic in all these different games. And it was like,
so it's like DLC.
You can play an Olympics game like where it's like real humans, but they can be wearing a Sonic or a Knuckles costume. And then there's like a hospital game where you can play as Sonic. And like, it's just like, just a walking, like your human character wears a Sonic costume.
It's like amazing.
And then they're like, oh, in the Lost Judgment, you can play a Sonic Fighters game.
That's such in the arcade. That's so funny.
Then they announced a bunch of like animated series announcements, and then they were like, oh, we got one more thing, and they're like, oh, here we go, one more thing, and it was a 10-second teaser of like, or like something going fast, presumably Sonic,
and then it said,
and then it was
soon.
Like coming 2022 or coming working on it now, and we don't know what it is. It was
that's still by that garbage.
They actually didn't even said coming, it was just like it was a tease, and then it ended. It was so bizarre.
You know what would have saved that? And here is your exclusive look at the first 5 minutes of Sonic 2. James Marsden, take it away.
Yeah.
How good would that be?
Or like a news about it, or They also announced
James and Sonic on set.
A collection of it's like Sonic 1, 2, 3, CD, like all the games you can already play everywhere, but they're releasing it as one collection again.
Cool.
And it's weird. They have like,
it's very,
I feel like the hardcore Sonic fans.
Wait,
they
I gotta ask you something.
The 3D game.
Is that available for 3 months and then they're deleting it? Like, how much of a leaf out of Nintendo's book
did
they take? I think
they're just releasing it for everybody.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. So they didn't go as notoriously, what the fuck is going on here as Nintendo. But
so there was a third showcase within that 24-hour period, and it was the Dragon Quest showcase. Did you watch or read about any of that?
No.
Man, I'm not even a big fan of that franchise. I wish I was. It was like the direct that like fans dream of.
So it's like 12, it was isn't like it? Dragon Quest 12?
They announced everything. They announced like 10 oh, you know separate what? Games.
I saw a remaster of an old game and it looked amazing. It
yeah,
was
yeah. Like the they're 2D, remaking the first few ones, yeah.
Yeah, and it made me go like, I wish they did that to the Final Fantasy games.
Yeah, fully, right?
But then aren't they like, none of them are coming to the West, right?
No, it was... they're doing an online version of Dragon Quest 10, I think.
Right.
And that's only available in Japan.
Oh, okay.
But they announced so many different things. And then like the creator of Dragon Quest accidentally like revealed information about like 3 games that he shouldn't have. And they were like air horning him whenever he couldn't talk about something. And it happened like 3 times. And he was like, change the subject.
It was really
like,
funny.
Yeah, it was like...
Did they show any of the new game?
Yeah, yeah. Like not the ones that he couldn't talk
no,
about.
No, I mean like 12?
I don't know if it was 12. I can't remember, but...
Did it look bussin?
Yeah, there was like some great shit on display. Like that was like, that's how you do it.
That's how you do it. Nintendo Techno. I'm still so fucking burnt from that direct where they're like, here's Skyward Sword.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry about this, but here's like Skyward Sword.
I mean, now, that's a game I wouldn't mind them going, it's available for 3 months.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you reckon you'll play it
Dude,
again?
Dude, on the same walk, I was like, I think, and I love Nintendo so much, but sometimes for those you love, you have to be the cruelest. And I'm like, I'm going to send a message by not buying that game.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. I'm just like, I actually have no intention of playing it again, especially this year. And if they'd introduce quality of life improvements.
Well, they did, except it's tied to a $35
$40
Amiibo,
physical
yeah.
DLC.
Which you have to carry around with you in your pocket whenever you want to travel from the land of the sky.
Absurd. And that's a feature that you'd be using so often.
Instead of having to travel back to the point where you could travel to land of the sky. Yeah, exactly.
It's disgusting. I'm like, that is one of the worst things Nintendo's done. And they've just been on a downward spiral, speaking of ethics again, recently for me, with like the Mario collection. Like, I'm not talking about the quality of the collection. I know. Just the fact that like it's available for 3 months.
Really unfriendly to consumer decisions.
Yeah, I'm really pissed off with it. With yeah. them.
Whereas
and
I
I'm
feel
like,
well, Xbox certainly making like just constant like friendly.
Totally. They're like, here's literally every game.
Yeah, like Game Pass is the most consumer friendly thing that's happened to games in a long time.
And Nintendo, as we know, are like, so Nintendo would rather go bankrupt than I think introduce a Games Pass-esque.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, they once every 3 months, they put 4 games you've never heard of on the Nintendo Switch Online.
And here's the thing, they're usually variations of tennis.
Yeah.
But it's just like, for this time, I'm like, you know, it's going to be like the first Zelda game or remaster I'm not getting.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't give a shit either.
I think that era of Zelda games is so bad. Like, even like Twilight Princess, like I've started that game twice.
Twilight and Skyward are like two.
It just hits a moment where I'm just like, this is so boring.
Well, they're sandwiched between Wind Waker and Breath of the Wild,
which are like my two favorites. Yeah,
incredible games.
Totally. Yeah. And even on the handheld, like I know people.
I mean, I love Spirit Tracks and Phantom Hourglass.
Yeah, they're so charming. Mm. Whereas I feel like they
plus I love that universe. Like
Skyward
I love that
Sword
they were sequels to Wind
Twilight
Waker.
Princess have no charm.
There's no charm. They're very like serious.
Yeah,
but
plus,
I think
like
Skyward Sword looks like ass. I remember the concept art, and they're like, it's based on watercolors, and the game isn't. It just looks murky.
Yeah,
it's like,
totally.
Actually, commit to the bit. Do it like watercolors.
Yeah, fully.
Like, then I'd be more interested in it.
Yeah, and like I know that like some of the music from those games is it meant to be amazing, but I never got to those bits. Apparently, like Fee's theme is really good, and apparently, like the story payoff with Fee, the sword, is really good too.
Yeah, because she stops talking because she's the sword. eventually.
And like that as a concept as well is really
should
clever.
Be good.
And I remember going oh,
like
it's
I
cool.
do like the idea it's a prequel and it's like sets up the Master Sword and Hyrule and stuff. Like,
right.
I don't know. You watch us play it.
I know, right? You're already like gonna play Mario Golf.
Yeah, I'm already just like I'm just. I don't know, man. I know I'm not alone in this. I just really hope, and hopefully we're proven wrong by their like a surprise direct as soon as this goes out. I really need Nintendo to sort of throw some Hail Marys.
I think it's difficult for them, for games industry, especially in Japan, I guess. Although Dragon Quest announced everything. It would be nice for Nintendo to be like, here's all the crazy shit we have planned. You might not get it for another 4 years, but we are working on it.
That's what E3s used to be, remember?
I hate that, like...
Now it's like a stalemate. They're like... It's like a cold war now. They're like... Out of the big three, they're like scared to make announcements that might... Like, make people... Like, they drip feed announcements now rather than like, here's everything that's coming. You know what I mean? Because it's like... They don't want to like spoil too much of like their trajectory or what's going on. Like, it's so hyper competitive.
People need
now.
To shut the fuck up about the Switch Pro potentially coming out.
Oh, yeah.
The rumors
are even like crazy.
Bloomberg
now, right?
Constantly being like, we have heard from someone in the know that a Switch Pro is
person
happening.
In Mexico, Amazon put it on the website.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, man, stop. Just let them announce it proper. But also, I don't think with like the chip shortage, which is seriously like going to affect everything
for years,
years and years. Like, and not just like, obviously like consoles, like it's a big part of the reason why you're not able to buy PS5s. I think it's a big part of the reason why we're not going to get a Switch Pro announcement this year. Right. Although look, I'm happy to be surprised, but I don't think it's a good business move now, because unless you're using different parts that somehow don't use these chips or whatever, like,
well, good thing Nintendo is usually 8 years behind.
Yeah. But no, but I mean, the Switch uses these chips, for example. Right. So there is going to be a Switch shortage eventually too. There's car shortages. Like I've just bought for the first time ever, a PA system for all my gigs.
So you can wake up your kids.
Yeah, exactly. Wake up the kids every morning by playing movies. Can't Tell My Eyes Off You.
Yeah.
But even I got the push on that by my good friend Tech Dad. Saying like there is every chance that a month from now you won't be able to get this for years because of the chip shortage. I was like, ship, better get it.
Much like NFTs and cryptocurrency, I don't know anything about chip shortages, but I sure as hell talk about them.
Yeah, well, I know because of COVID, they fell behind manufacturing of these computer chips that so many devices.
The machines got sick, didn't they?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. But yeah, they fell behind on production and it's affected so much, which is crazy.
Lazy.
There's lazy machines.
There's lazy machines.
Angus, that's it for a beautiful, perfect episode of Hey Fam. But guess what? Just around the corner, it's a beautiful, perfect episode of PayFam, which is going to open with us with ice cream, chocolate, and biscuit in our mouths.
Dinging for that. I'll go get him.
Yeah. What does Rick say again? Wobble, wobble, dub,
pickle
dub.
Rick. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Check the socks I got you.
Oh, I just wear those Pickle Rick socks. I still wear that garbage. Like, I wear them once a week. And every time I walk out in the wearing them, my son goes, oh, Dad, it's the pickle socks. So we're going to be talking about in PayFam this week, as well as at least 45 minutes of Pickle Rick Maximon talk. We're going to be talking about the Eternals trailer. I got some JoJo's Bizarre Adventure updates. Speaking of Rick and Morty, I finished season 2 of Solar Opposites this week. We both watched the first episode of MODOK, and we got some more Fast and Furious to talk. It's the first of the month, everybody. Now is the perfect time to sign up to PayFam, because you've got the entire month to decide whether or not you want to stay a member of PayFam. And I've got news for you, buddy. 75% of people do.
The results are in.
A lot of people. Oh, we got one amazing person who didn't want to stick around for the month that left.
Can we read? Let's read that in PayFam. Because there's no way they'll hear it.
Well, you tweeted it out, so it's pretty easy for
anyone. No, I put it on my private Facebook. No, private Instagram.
No, you put it on your Twitter.
Oh, I don't care.
And then I retweeted it. Neither of us are private. You now have an entire month to decide whether you love getting an extra episode of HeyFam every single week, plus access to our Discord, and of course, the hundreds of episodes that already exist in the feed.
Say thousands.
It could be.
There's some quantum realm shit. That if you get Ant-Man size, you'll actually find... some other
Pickle
episodes.
Rick size. Head on over to patreon.com/heyfam. We'd love to see you over there. I'll tell you what, everybody who joins before the next episode of PayFam.
When you get a BTS meal, tell them HeyFam sent you.
I'll give you a shout out in the next episode. In the next episode of PayFam, I'll remember. For sure, I won't forget.
No, absolutely not.
Patreon.com/HeyFam. Join up. $5 a month is all it costs. You get access to all of the good shit I just mentioned. Plus, I'll give you a shout out in the next episode of PayFam. What more could you want in life? See you in PayFam, everybody. Make sure you buy a Rick and Morty pickle. Oh, it's not even. Is it called?
It's called Pickle Rick Mint.
Pickle Rint Mint. Make sure you buy one for the new episode, guys. It's just going to enhance the experience for everybody.
I can't think of a like an animated character who's more distressed looking than Pickle Rick. Like, I hate how he looks.
Oh, this Pickle Rick, mate, is a bit bloody distressed, isn't he?
Like, he distresses me.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.